A group of cities, villages, and school boards are trying to intervene in an ACLU lawsuit filed 2 years ago on behalf of 6 lesbian state employees. The suit claims the state is violating the Wisconsin Constitution's Equal Protection Clause by denying health care benefits for the partners of same-sex employees. Julaine Appling of the Family Research Council of Wisconsin says although the suit targets state employees, local governments also have a legitimate concern about its outcome.
Every employee of a municipality is ultimately also a state employee, and I don't think that any local municipality wants to have the state make any determination about what kind of benefits they're going to pay or not pay.
Appling, who led the successful campaign for the constitutional amendment banning gay marriage in Wisconsin, says the ACLU lawsuit is an effort to redefine marriage, but ACLU attorney Larry Dupuy disagrees.
Clearly, providing of domestic partner benefits doesn't constitute marriage. All of the sponsors of the constitutional amendment repeatedly said that it was not intended to deny domestic partner benefits.
That issue isn't before the court this week. Instead, the justices will hear arguments for and against allowing local governments to intervene in the lawsuit. State legislators could play a role in the final outcome of this lawsuit. Domestic partner benefits for state employees is one of the many issues still in play in the state budget impasse. Money for the benefits is in the Democratic version of the budget, but not in the Republican one. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.